Later, guys. See you next week. Drive safe. Speaking of driving, when are you getting out of here? I didn't say that. What? You got something you want to say to me that you couldn't say in front of them? Well, you didn't seem awfully pleased about losing. I did not cheat. Look, I am always the guy who ends up being the rules lawyer. While you are taking your turns, I am poring through the rule book trying to make sure that everybody is playing by the rules. It's this one time, the one time you have ever been in a rules disagreement with me, and you've been wrong. And it happened to cost you the game. It does not mean that I am cheating. We asked everybody at the table. Everyone agreed that my interpretation of what was written in that book is correct. Look, that's what the rule book says. It's not our call if it's stupid. Those are the rules of the game. Okay. But changing that rule in the middle of playing it so that you win instead of me is not changing it for the benefit of fun. It's changing it for the benefit of you. You can lose sometimes. You remember what that's like? We used to have a much more competitive game night, and then people, you know, grew up and realized that there's more to life than winning in a board game against your friends. And now we have fun. We get drunk. Well, they get drunk. We still compete. We haven't really grown up as much yet. The point being, it's okay for you to lose sometimes. In fact, it might be helpful for you. There is an amount of humility I feel like you could afford to get. But it isn't as much fun as it used to be. I will grant you that. Well, when we first had the board game night, we also had a bit of a secret, didn't we? Winning and losing really meant a lot to us, but for a lot of different reasons than it meant something to them. That was how we determined who was on top. Winner got to decide. Made Fridays a lot more fun, didn't it? Oh, yeah? Well, it would be a lot more interesting than my Fridays have been since, that's for sure. But that's behind us now. Excuse me? What is this? Is this some kind of game? Are you trying to cock tease me? Because I won and you want to get back at me somehow? I will remind you that no matter how much you tease me, I'm not going to say that you were right. The rules clearly state... Well, I want to have fun, too. That's why I show up to board game. Well, that's why everybody shows up to my place, I guess, on board game night. But it's why I agree to carry the burden of the board game shelf. My God, we haven't played half of those, you know that? If we could ever get to this game, I kickstarted it for like $100. Yes. Is there something you needed? I think you need to go home. I don't want you to either. It's starting to make sense why you wore such a low cut top, though. They're gonna know. Well, you cared a lot last time. I'm not saying I do. Would the rules be the same? Does that mean I get to choose? You remember what I always used to choose, don't you? Cock worship. What? Too needy to do that nowadays? What a problem. I'm so sorry. You're hot as fuck. As long as people don't mistake you for a bot on Tinder, you can get laid anytime you want. You know that. Well, it's not really my problem if other people don't live up to my standards. Now begging might work. It is a shame you're not begging to suck my cock, though. But I suppose I might be able to top you. Properly, as you say. You still like the same things? Because I still have the same equipment. Well, we always cleaned it after we used it, and I have not used it on anyone else before, you wonder. So, I still kind of have a drawer of toys that are dedicated to being on your nipples, your clit, in your pussy. And, you know, that inconspicuous small chair that is always covered at the other end of the kitchen table that I insist nobody sits in might be the repurposed chair that we always used. Yes, the one that you like. Go. Take the cover off of it. You'll see it. Just like you remembered it, I bet. Well, except the part where I kind of tried to fix it up. I had this, I was going to use it as a normal chair, and I was like staining it, and then I realized, I mean, you've come on this thing so many times, it's probably unethical to have anyone else sit in it, realistically. I do have a question, though. Still wearing clothes. Strip now. There's the good girl I remember you being sometimes. I did, unfortunately, take off the manacles on the sides. I loved those things. But maybe it's a better test of your willpower if you have to just grip the side of the chair and be good. I don't think you would win that game either, but we'll see. I'll give you a chance to fail. That's always the fun, isn't it? God, you look good. Sit. And spread your legs. Well, you might be able to behave with your hands. I know your legs won't be able to behave. We always had that problem of you trying to crush my skull like a fucking grape while I was eating you out. So, I do have one new addition. What do you think of this? This is a leg spreader. It'll keep you exactly the way that I need you. Exactly as long as I need you. You're okay with that, aren't you? Having your legs spread and your sex exposed for daddy. It's been a while since you called me that, hasn't it? We don't have to jump back into that just yet, but you're gonna do what I say. It's an all or nothing deal. Remember what you said? resume the arrangement. I won. I get to choose what happens here. Assuming you consent, of course. I'm guessing I already know the answer to that, but it is prudent to check. You're okay with this, right? Because you will be a little bit shackled down on your legs here so that the leg spreader can work. They don't want you to feel trapped. You're not, and your safe word still applies. Okay. Good girl. Now, I have a whole selection of toys, but there is always one that works so well. I love this thing. I love using it on you. I love making you squirm with it. I love making you come with it. The amount of times I got to enjoy watching you try to hold out from this thing and then just make another puddle on that chair. It's probably 70% wood, 30% your cum. All right, let's snap these on. There. Can't close your legs. Still comfortable. Good. Now, let's bring this back, shall we? Put it right on your clit. Actually, maybe I should be on the other side. You always liked this, didn't you? When I got right up in your ear, I whispered all the things that you wished anyone else could think to say to you. You're such a dirty little girl. I have so missed playing with you. You're such a perfect body. I never dreamed that I would get to have it in this chair again. Nice and locked down from my pleasure. Viewing and otherwise. It's good to see that I still have the same effect on you. How's the vibrator? That still makes you clench and squirm. I love watching you fight against that bar. You used to have to fight against my hands. Keep those legs apart while I ate you out. This is a lot less tiring for me. But maybe a little less fun for you. Is this what you do with your vibrator? Do you think of me? Do you miss the times I used to use my long middle finger, slide it into you, and just gently prod and rub those little parts of you that I know so well? Do you think about what I used to do with my tongue? It's doing quite a number on you. You are very wet. Although I expect that was the case while we were at the board. You're such a dirty girl. I noticed in that pile of clothes over there that you were wearing a matching set. Maybe you were hoping to seduce me, show off. I suppose it worked to some degree. Although I am a little sad that I didn't have you dance for me like I used to. I suppose this is a kind of dance, though, isn't it? My hand pressing this vibrator as hard as I can against your clit. Do you want that middle finger inside you? Come on, baby. Tell me. Good girl. I can make that happen. It's a little difficult reaching around you, but I'm managing. Good girl. How's it feel? Tell me again that nobody does it like I do. Nobody else knows how to fuck you, right? You can't even close your fucking legs. Then again, I guess you've never been able to close your legs around me, have you? You're such a dirty, dirty girl. I love that you are. You've never been able to stay away from me, not really. And that's why you're here now. That's why you wore that skirt to this game night. Bumped up against me, brushed your hand against mine. I saw the signs, I just thought I was seeing what I wanted to see. But you really are that desperate for finger, for tongue, for cock. Are you that desperate to come? Well, you need permission for that, remember? You remember what Daddy told you? Ask nicely. You're not begging enough. Beg me or the vibrator gets turned off and I leave you here. Beg. My pretty girl. So much more beautiful when she's desperate. First, you're gonna come. You're gonna give me every fucking drop that you've deprived me of all of these months. I'm so tired of not having your cum somewhere that I can lick it up. Give it to me. Come for me. Good girl. As good as you remember it. Good girl. It was as good as I remembered it. But I'm thinking, because I won, and then I was so gracious that I did that for you, that I should get to cash it in twice. What do you think?